Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, my name's Jackie. I'm one of the regional specialists that handle the pricing in the Mount Kisco, New York area. So am I speaking with Jim?
Right. I've actually relocated. I'm up line now. I'm in Pawling, New York. I don't know if that affects.
Okay. You said Pawling, New York?
Yeah, Pawling.
Pawling. Okay. Got it. All right. Great. Well, thank you for clarifying. Is that anywhere near Mount Kisco?
It's about 40 minutes away.
Okay, then that makes sense. Okay, because sometimes sometimes we get a lot of our clients from like Yelp or Home Advisor, and sometimes it could stay like one area and then be like within like a 50-mile radius of that. But no worries. We have specialists that cover about that, the 50-mile radius. But either way, did you have any questions for me at the moment, Jim, about the pricing about the program aside from pricing?
Yeah.
It's early. I just started my coffee.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I used to work with a service advisor, and then they turned to Angie. Then I just seemed to find that the pricing kept going up and up. So I really haven't had that much internet advertising in the last 2 years.
Gotcha. No, I mean, hey, that question was going to pop up eventually. You know, we're always interested to hear, you know, what businesses have done in the past and what's worked and what's not and what their experience is. And, you know, it's not very surprising to me that we receive a lot of similar feedback when it comes to talking about like Angie's or Home Advisor. You know, I see across the board it's more designed that you're paying all this money just to share the same leads with your competition. So there's really not much exclusivity about it. But hey, it works for some people, right? But you know, if you really want to get your business up in front of potential customers, you know, it's not about how much you pay, right? It's really about who you work with. And the perk of working with our company, we're called Local Splash. We've been in business for 18 plus years, and we have a A+ rating with the BBB, a 4.2 star on Google. But also, we work with over 11,000 companies in the United States because we're actually a premier channel Google partner, and there aren't a lot of companies that are partnered with Google. So that's just a little bit about us and how we stand out. So because we're a Google channel partner, you know, we can only work with one company per industry, per area, right? So if I work with you on HVAC, and I see you also do water heater installation, repair, plumbing. So, you know, if we work with you on HVAC and plumbing and those specific services, then we don't put our clients in competition with each other. Okay. It's exclusive. So
okay.
The major benefit is that we were just informed that this area opened up for those services. And that's why we're calling around the area to get the listing filled today. So I won't keep you too long, Jim. I'm sure you're very busy. So here's how everything works, right? We don't do contracts. We can if you're looking to save money in the long run, but starting clients out, we like to tell them, you know, hey, let's do like a 2-month verbal agreement. Your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $299 month to month thereafter. Our programs do come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to get things started right away for your campaign. So today, to get started, it would be $398. Before I go into what this would all include, Jim, does that sound like a good ballpark for your budget?
I don't know. It sounds a little up there, a little. I really don't know what I'm buying, really. Like, what am I going to get for that? I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, let me tell you. So what this would all include is complete Google local optimization setup. So we're also going to include a directory submission package that would include the most popular directories in your area. So just to name a few, that would be Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. We have access to roughly about 60 directories. And then we're also going to give you initial content creation on Bing as well as Amazon Alexa. And lastly, we're going to give exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're going to cover all of your bases. And how we do that is if someone was searching for plumbing in Pawling, New York, you know, you would be one of the top companies that pops up on that first page. And just to give you a better understanding, you'll actually be able to work with our technician team and have multiple keywords as long as they're services that you offer, so that if anyone's in your targeting areas, in your radius, then you're going to pop up when they type that in on Google. And, you know, companies that are popping up on first page placement, they're capitalizing on over 90% of these keyword searches done in your area daily. So I'm sure you could see the value of being part of that percentage, right?
Yeah. It's hard for me to.
It's a lot. It's a lot of information. So if you have any questions or need me to slow down, please let me know. Basically, like, how we do all of this is we can do it by targeting specific locations, both computer and mobile devices, and we can also market towards your peak business hours. So, Jim, let me ask you, do you have a Facebook page for your business?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did you ever think about maybe getting one? Do you have a personal Facebook?
Well, you know, I had one. I had a personal Facebook, and it had a business linked to it, right? A business. And that was pretty good. And then I got locked out of my Facebook, and I had to – I couldn't get back in, no matter what verification that was sent to Facebook, even – like, I sent them my license and everything, and they, you know, even with facial recognition, they were saying that that's not me, and they wouldn't let me back into my Facebook. So I had to start another one.
Oh, man.
I haven't been able to, I didn't see the way it was previously set up, where I could link a business to my original Facebook, and I don't see that they offer that anymore. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I hear you on getting locked out on the Facebook thing. I got locked out of my Venmo back when I graduated college, and I still haven't figured that out. So, I mean, hey, at least there's not money in Facebook, right? And, you know, it's pretty easy to start up a new Facebook, but, man, that stinks. I'm sorry you had that experience with Facebook. That price that I had given you, the $2.99 monthly, that actually includes Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising is very effective because it really hits home for people. So it's just another added benefit of what we offer. And, again, we get you set up with a technician team available Monday through Friday, and they're going to be working on your campaign for you. So they're going to be not only, you know, creating Facebook advertising for you, but they're going to manage that for you as well. So it takes a little bit of pressure off of you. So it's just also a great way to maintain a good relationship with your clients or your customers and potential prospects. So how that works is it kind of works the same way as Google, right? They're going to be in your targeted radius, and which we would go over with you with our technician team. And when they're on Facebook and if they start typing in services that they're looking for, again, HVAC, plumbing, heater installation, water heater installation, you know, you're going to be popping up on Facebook, and then they're going to be exposed to your business, and then your advertisements are kind of going to populate in front of them. So, you know, it's just a really good way to expose your business. And again, it makes it a little bit more personal because it's on Facebook, if that makes sense. The more that they're going to see Frank Duffy and Son, the better your conversions are going to be from potential to real customers, if that makes sense. So I know I mentioned a little bit about the technician team that we set you up with. And the reason why we set you up with a technician team available Monday through Friday is because we actually get you set up with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to go into what we call your dashboard. That's your tracking and reporting system. You'll be able to go in there and see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the search that was performed. So if you're looking to make any adjustments or modifications or changes to the promotions that you're running, you would do so just by contacting our technician team, and we provide you with that phone number, obviously. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients and even the location of where they're coming from. So if you'd like to add keywords, run promotions, again, change any content, you would just contact our technician team and they would help you out with that. Do you have any questions about anything that I just went over?
I'm still just trying to decide. I kind of understand what you're talking about. I got to just think about the money.
Okay. Didn't you, I think I saw that Serge put a note in here that it's been a family business since 1988. Is that correct?
Well, that's since I've been in charge. It's been a family business comes back from like the 20s, actually, 1920.
Wow. Okay. I can maybe help you out a little bit then with the price. We have this legacy business credit that we can apply. We can only apply it if a company's been around for over 20 years. Clear.
Right.
You're going on 100. So, I would be happy to apply that credit. And what that would do for you is it would take that $299 monthly and just bring it down to $249 for you. So, you know, if it's the monthly expense, I could definitely help you out in that area. Do you think maybe $249 a month would probably work better for your budget?
It sounds a little better. Is this like,
yeah.
Is there a contract where, you know, am I locked in for a certain amount of months or years or anything like that?
So when we start out our clients, we usually recommend to just do a month to month because at that rate, you're not locked into a contract, and it really just gives us the chance to prove to you that we keep our word and that we mean what we say. Once you've been with us for a couple months, you know, it's possible that we may ask you if you want to upgrade and just sign on for a full contract, because when you sign on for a contract, it's usually for anywhere from a year to 3 years, and it's just designed to kind of save you money in the long run on that monthly expense. But to start out and just to prove it to our clients, we usually recommend, you know, why don't you just sign up with us for right now? So let's say, for example, if you signed up today, we would charge you on the 13th of every month until you call us to say, hey, I want to upgrade, or hey, I want to cancel. You're able to cancel at any time. There is no cancellation fee. There's actually no hidden fees. There's no hidden fees, no taxes. And we grandfather our clients in at the time that we sign them on for that fixed monthly rate, regardless if our rates go up, regardless of how many clicks or leads you're receiving. So, you know, you would be grandfathered in at that $249 monthly for as long as you stay with us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess, you know, I probably should try this. What, how do you set it up? Like, what do we do to set it up?
So I'm glad you asked, because that was the other thing I wanted to get into with you, is we are very transparent with our clients. We are very honest. I'm not going to promise you that the moon and the stars as soon as tomorrow, right? So it is going to take a little bit of time. Typically, and I'm going to do this backwards for you. So typically, on average, we see our clients on that first page placement within 30 to 45 days. So once you hit that 30, 45 day marker, that's when you should be starting to pop up. And at that rate, once you are on the first page, it's just a matter of keeping up with our technician team and updating them if you have any, like, information that changes about your business, if you're, like, changing locations, or if you want to change, like, if you decide you want to add a new service that you provide and you want that to be a new keyword that you come up for. You know, it would just be continuous reporting with our technician team, and it would just be ongoing review, if that makes sense. But to get to that, you know, the first thing we're going to do is we would set up a, what we call a client interview with our technician team. We like to get those done immediately. So I would probably schedule it with you for tomorrow at a time that works best for you. And they're going to, we tell our clients, you know, allow an hour for the call. They're going to call you. So let's say you want to do the interview between like 10 and 11 a.m. tomorrow. They would call you at some point between then, but once they get you on the phone, it really should only take about maybe 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, just to go over and review everything that you want to be part of your campaign. They're going to really get started and ask you, like the specifics and just clarify all of your business information. So that's the first step. Once we have all of that underway, between the fifth day to like the first week, that's when your dashboard will become available to you, which is that reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to go on there and view that. Also, your directory submissions will be sent out at that point. Now, I forgot to ask, I went through my whole spiel and totally forgot to ask, do you have a website? I didn't see one listed on Yelp.
No, I don't have one, no.
Okay. Is that something that you're looking to do for your business?
Yeah, you know what, it's just things are real tight. I just don't know how much money I have to spend, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, the good news is that our packages come with a website. You know, so that is an option for you, and our technician team will help build that for you. So that's why I ask is because once you hit that first week to 2 week marker, that's when your website will be up and running, and that's when your Facebook ads will start to pop up, right? And then again, once you hit the 30 to 45 days, that's when typically we see our clients on first page placement. Now, it gets better over time. You know, the longer you stay with us, the more success you're going to see. You know, and it also depends on reviews and traffic. You know, nobody can promise first page placement without, you know, the client obviously doing their part and providing quality service, which obviously you're already doing. you've been in business for so long. So, you know, as long as you're keeping up with the traffic and the reviews, that also plays a big role as well.
Right. Yeah, because I want to, like, over the years, I've been a larger and smaller business. When I was a large business, the stress was just too much for me, you know? I don't want to get too much stuff that I can't handle, you know, understand what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. So the good thing about this is that your leads are going to be coming directly to you. That's
right.
Part of our questions, you know, once we start signing you on and going through all the paperwork is how do you want to be contacted? And you could even have it set up on your website that we hook you up with. You could have it so your customers try to schedule with you through there. And what you'll be able to do is cherry pick the jobs that you really want. You know, if you want to stay small and you're getting a lot of people who are contacting you, you know, it's really up to you, you know, how much work you want to take on. And then, you know, let's say down the line, if you want to hire more people, more employees for your business, you can absolutely cater your campaign to that as well. If it's like, I have too much work, I don't want to turn these customers down because, you know, the return on revenue is phenomenal, then, you know, you can always run campaigns for advertising to hire as well. So it's, you can really do whatever you'd like with the campaign and how you want to target your audience, if that makes sense. So, if you're able to cherry pick those jobs, you can turn down the jobs that are kind of not, you know, as lucrative. You know what I mean? Or maybe,
right.
maybe there's a specific service that you're like, oh, I don't feel like doing that. So it kind of gives you a little bit more leeway of what you can accept. And you know, you don't have to accept every job. You can always say, hey, right. I'm really sorry, booked up. I don't think I actually, Jim, do you work with homeowner associations at all?
No, I haven't done that. Well, sort of. Not really, though.
Oh, okay. Because I used to manage homeowner associations, and there were times when I would contact a contractor, and they told me, yeah, I can't get out there until, like, a month from now. And it was for, like, a leak, like an emergency, right, which I'm sure you
right.
deal with because you do right. plumbing. But, yeah, like, there were so many times where the contractor just couldn't see me in time, so I had to jump to whoever could get to me first. And, you know,
well,
there's
yeah,
going to – yeah, go ahead.
Well, that was one of the things that Angie or whatever service advisor for – all of a sudden they were scheduling me for appointments. And like, you know, I get a notification, like, you're scheduled to be somewhere at 11 o'clock tomorrow. You're like, what? Who scheduled me for that? I'm busy tomorrow. I got other things.
What?
So like I pay for a lead, right? And the first thing I have to do is call them and tell them I can't be there. My first contact. It's like, this person's mad at me already, and now I have to pay $40 for this person that doesn't want to meet me because I can't.
Yeah, because you pay for, like, you pay by, like, the lead or, like, the click.
Yeah.
When somebody
yeah, you pay by the lead, and
yeah.
then they're like, "Oh yeah, you're scheduled for 11 o'clock tomorrow." I'm like, "What? I can't be there 11 o'clock tomorrow." You know, I'm already somewhere else. And
right, and then it kind of makes you look bad, but you don't mean to look bad because it's like I'm happy to schedule with you, but it's just like it caught you off guard, so you weren't prepared for that, and I totally get that. I did not realize that
they did. I think there might have been a lot of blowback on that because, like, I'm sure a lot of contractors just like, no, I'm not paying for that, and like, you know, you can't have someone in Colorado scheduling my calls in New York. I mean, like, without
even
contacting.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Wow. You know, to be honest, I talk with a lot of business owners, and a lot of them are on Angie's List or Home Advisor, but I've never heard that scenario. I didn't realize that people could just schedule you, like, through that. I know, it's funny because I'm learning so much more about Home Advisor and Angie's List working with my current company. And when I was managing homeowner associations, I would use Home Advisor to look for contractors. But then I always kind of resorted to Google because my specific communities that I manage, they wanted me to find local contractors. So I had more success on that local map section. But I remember, though, I just from clicking and perusing through Home Advisor, then I started getting, like, spam calls from Home Advisor. And I was like, look, I'm not interested at all in anything that you're calling me about. But I was just, you know, I was just using it to find contractors and just to,
right.
like, window shop, right? So, and now, like, after learning about Angie's and Home Advisor, I realized I charged all those contractors a lead by doing that, and I almost feel guilty for using Home Advisor now. but I only ever used it one time. When you work in property management, you have, like, a whole pool of managers to ask for contractor recommendations, so we always looked in-house for that.
I had some customers, they were happy, you know, I got from Home Advisor, they were happy with the work, and then, like, 6 months later, I get they searched for a plumber on Home Advisor, you know, and I got charged for the lead. I call them up and they're like, oh yeah, we wanted to use you. I'm like, well, call me direct. Like, I just got charged $35 because you went through Home Advisor, you know what I'm saying?
yeah. And maybe that also is like the mind blowing part of Home Advisor, right? It's like, people who use Home Advisor don't even realize that they're charging several businesses to even click on something. Like, it's totally, it's bonkers to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, did you, let me ask you, Jim, do you see the value in this? Is this something that you would maybe be willing to try out for even just a couple months just to see what happens?
It sounds like the minimum would be 2 months, because then, like, the first month, are you telling me, is probably not that productive? Is that what we're looking at?
Right. Because in the first month, it's really getting you set up. It's really, like, it's working on your campaign. It's finalizing everything. Really, like, you want to give it that first month, and that's why we encourage our clients to at least give it, like, 2 months till you,
right.
Not till you're on the first page, but once you hit another month after already being on the first page, your ranking is increasing over time, because then people are really starting to be exposed to your business, right?
Right. Well, I guess, you know, it's advertising is, it's expensive. yeah, I could try it out, you know.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right. Sounds good. I've been talking to you for so long, my mouse is dead. Okay, we got it.
So we got it. And we make sure the location is updated.
Yes, Pauling. I already updated it right at the beginning of our call.
Okay.
So we're all good. Let me ask you, though, what's your business address? Do you have, like, a legitimate business address? Because I see a P.O. box listed here.
Well, I actually got to close that up. My business address is 22 Walnut Street, Pauling, New York.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, cool. Just updated that for you real quick. And for your business name, it's Frank Duffy, the and symbol, son.
Right.
Okay, just making sure. All the business information that I'm going over with you right now is going to be really important. We're going to get you set up with a Google business profile. I don't think I saw one. Let me double check. Frank Duffy and... Son, plural, singular. Jeez, it really is the morning time.
Well, my brother, it was Sons for a while. My brother's not in the business anymore.
Huh, actually, you are, I think you are popping up on here.
Okay.
I see Frank Duffy and Son, Inc. Phone 914-804-5301.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, so you do have a Google business profile already. Okay, perfect. You might receive an email to set one up. I think you can ignore that then. As we go through the onboarding process, I've noticed that particular email sends automatically, but... if you already have a Google business profile, then I'm pretty sure that you're all set. And I do want to clarify, it says Frank Duffy and Son, Inc. Do you want me to add the Inc.
Right.
at the end? May as well.
Yeah,
if it's...
I mean,
okay.
Why not?
All right, cool. So I just updated all of that, and your business phone is the 914-804-5301, just to triple check.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So we have all of your business information updated. Now, Jim, I'm going to be sending you a couple emails within the next couple minutes. One being very important, we're going to be sending you a copy of your invoice via email as well as through SMS text message. So first, what's a good email to send everything over to?
Sure, it's jduffy@gmail.com.
Okay, jduffy@gmail.com.
Yeah, jduffy036. Right, you got it.
Yeah, I hesitated between the Duffy and the zero.
yeah. I thought it was,
I guess,
yeah, okay.
Is your last name Duffy then?
Yes, yes.
Jim Duffy? Okay, perfect. All right, and Jim, what's a good direct cell phone number for you for us to send over all the information as well?
That same number.
Oh, that's your cell. Okay. 914-804-5301. Cool. And you're over there on the East Coast.
Right.
All right. Cool. Just updating that for you real quick. And then I'm going to go through a couple questions here. This is just to all the questions and information that I go over with you in the next couple minutes. It's really just a, and I'm sorry, is your legal name Jim or James?
James.
James. Okay. Let me update that real quick. Okay. James Duffy. So the best number to reach you at, I would assume, is your cell, since it, you know, is both phone numbers for the business.
And right.
You're direct, so. All right. Preferred language is English. All right, so it's asking what services you offer. These are going to be the keywords that the technician team, like, confirms with you when they go over your client interview. So just go ahead and list some of the services that you offer.
Well, plumbing, repairs, water heaters, boilers, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired today.
No worries. I haven't even finished my coffee, so we're in the same boat. You do HVAC?
Well, you know, I kind of do a limited amount of HVAC. I guess, like you say, I could cherry pick it, you know? So, you know, we do air conditioning repairs.
Okay. And you can totally, like, think about this if you want to write it down.
Right.
They're going to go over this with you in your interview tomorrow. It's And I don't like that we call it an interview. I wish we called it, like, a meeting. An interview sounds kind of intimidating, where it's really just a business meeting.
Right. I mean, like, fixture installations, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll add that.
I guess... renovations.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and you do not have a Facebook business page, but maybe you'd be. Do you want a Facebook business page? Would you like to have that set up through our technician team?
Yeah, I like I said, there might be one there already. It's just linked to my Facebook account that I can't open anymore.
Okay, I'm making a note of that. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we'll definitely work with you on that. And you do need a website, so we'll do that. How do your customers pay? Like, how do you accept payment for your jobs?
Right now, it's checks and cash. I don't have any credit cards set up.
Okay. I'm going to set you up with call tracking. All right, so, Jim, where are your specific targeted areas? You can name cities, counties, or zip codes, however you want to go about it.
I would say Dutchess County, Putnam County, Northern and Westchester County.
What was the second one you said?
Putnam.
Oh, got it. Okay. Great. Is that everything?
Yeah, that's quite a bit, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what is your preferred method of contact in terms of how do you want to be contacted from your customers?
Oh, the telephone.
Phone number? All right.
I mean, if they want to email me, it's fine. That's fine.
And would it be that same email that you gave me?
Right.
Okay. And, Jim, what are your hours of operation?
Like 8 to 4.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to go ahead and schedule your client interview. Let me just pull that up real quick. And it's highly recommended that you just kind of get this out of the way as early as tomorrow. Do you have a... Why am I in June? Yeah. Google, man.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah, get it done. Take care of it tomorrow morning.
Okay. We open at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I believe is 10 over on the East Coast. Would it be okay to schedule you for the first slot of between 10 and 11 a.m.?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and get that. And I'm going to be sending this invite over to you. Do you have your phone on you by chance?
Yes.
Okay. Cool, and then leave the phone number there, 5301. All right. All right, spare with me 1 second. I'm sending over that invitation now. And there you are. It might say 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's just because it's on Pacific Standard Time. I believe it should list a time for the East Coast as well. So I just sent that over. If you're able to take a look at it and accept that, that would be great.
Would you send it to email?
Yep, I sent it via email to your jduffy036@gmail.com. And then, so our client interview is scheduled for the 14th. 23 at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, great. So then...
It's there. It says 10 a.m. here.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I just love when things work out.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. What's next? We're almost done. Okay. So I'm going to head on over to the billing page. Now, Jim, on the card that you'll be using today, does it list your full name or your company name?
It's got my name on it.
Okay. And that's James Duffy.
Yeah. It actually has both on it. It has both names on it.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then I have your business phone number, your address, 22 Walnut Street, Pauling, New York, 12564 for the shipping address. Shipping. I order way too much stuff on Amazon. I meant billing.
Yeah, that's the same.
Okay, perfect. And are you using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
American Express.
There you go. All right. Jim, I'm ready for that card number, and out of respect, I am not going to repeat it, okay?
Okay. It's 3727-2727-04-11-00.
Am I missing a number? Isn't it four digits for four, like, sections of digits?
It's
like 16 digits?
Want me to repeat it?
I just want to confirm that the last three digits are 000 and that it's only three. You know, I feel like I have a Visa, so I'm used to the 4444.
Well, no, American Express is a little different. Yeah, that's the
okay.
Three digits, yeah.
Do you want to repeat it just to be safe?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. 3727-2727-04-11-00.
Okay, perfect. And what's the expiration date on that?
January 28, 2028.
All right, and then the security code on the back?
3488. American Express actually codes on the front of the card.
Ah, okay. Can you tell I have a Visa?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
All right. So, James, why'd I call you James? Jim. We actually,
that's
we're
going
to get you... Is it fine? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
I only go by Jacqueline if I'm in trouble. It's usually my mom who I'm in trouble with. But anyway, we're going to get you set up with a security question. Anytime that local Splash contacts you directly, you'll be prompted to answer this security question, okay? And you have three to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
Go with mother's maiden.
All righty, and what would that answer be?
Flynn.
F-L-I-N?
No, it's F-L-Y-N-N.
Got it, F-L-Y-N-N. F-L-Y-N-N. And just so you know, I didn't do any cops. Caps on that. I need to finish my coffee.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
All right. And then I'm just going to go ahead and put your invoice together. It'll take me just 2 seconds. Just bear with me here. There it is. Okay. You got a big day planned for today?
Not that big, really. It's hot here. And we just had, I don't know if you saw in the news, all the flooding going on, or went on over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, there was just been a lot of rain over there on the East Coast recently.
Yeah, it rained like 8 inches in like 3 hours.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was bumping, like, can't even believe it. You know?
Yeah. Hopefully you're not experiencing any flooding or anything.
I'm pretty high up where I am. But nearby, there's, like, roads that are just, you know, people have to go way out of their way because the roads are gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Pennsylvania originally before I moved out to California, and the severe thunderstorms and the flooding. Do you remember what was it? What hurricane was it? Was it Irma or Elsa, or it was very recent within the last couple of years?
It was Irene, maybe?
Maybe. Or, maybe it was Irene, but it started with an I, and it was within the last 2 years, and it was
Issy
crazy.
It had ICIS. It was the strangest name. When I lived in Mount Kisco, that blue pool.
ICIS?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary to be... It's kind of hard to be scared of a tropical storm with such a hilarious name.
I know. It was weird. Yeah.
So Jim, this is the last part of everything we're going to do today. Before we do any payment transaction, we always read a voice verification to our clients. It's just an added form of protection for you as well as our company. So if at any point while I'm reading this, if you have questions at all, please stop me and I'll be happy to rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Frank Duffy and Son.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Duffy, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Side note, Jim, this is why we set up that security question for you with your mother's maiden name. Anytime Local Splash contacts you, you'll be prompted to answer that question to confirm that it's absolutely us, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Local Splash family. We are happy to have you, Jim. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit this button that says pay, and you should be receiving a text message as well as an email with a copy of your invoice. If you have 2 seconds, I'm just going to have you go ahead and, oh God.
Hello?
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it. No, it didn't. Okay, let me try that again.
I got an initial invoice here.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it did go through. You said something at the perfect time. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think – I accidentally clicked something. I didn't think it went through. Okay. Woo! All right, so go ahead and click on that invoice. And you'll see somewhere where it'll prompt you to view the subscription terms.
Right. Oh, boy, God.
So you're going to – I'm going to just have you click on that real quick.
Yeah,
and you'll – okay, great. And then there should be like a checkbox at the bottom, and then you'll just want to provide your signature. Let me know if you have any questions on that.
Well.
Oh, okay. And I see that you accepted the invitation for the client interview. That's fantastic.
I did that? Okay.
It is still early. Jeez.
It does seem to log in here.
Perfect. You can just pause there because you'll go over that with the technician team. They'll get you set up with your login credentials.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, great, Jim. Did you have any other questions or concerns for me while you have me on the phone?
Not right now.
Okay, great. And I'm going to open up that initial invoice, too. I just really want to make sure, yes, you have our phone number. You can contact us from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard. Again, for Eastern time, that is 10 to 7. And that's that 877 ending in 6225. So you would call that number to get in touch with our technician team, okay?
Okay.
All right, so then just to recap then, tomorrow I will probably give you a call between 10 and 11 in the morning. I'm going to introduce you to our technician team, and then they're going to take it from there, and we'll get started on your campaign. Sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
All right, Jim. Well, I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day, and I will talk to you more tomorrow.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.